I don't know where the then apology Honorable Mashana are coming up with. And I was going there, Honorable Mashana, to say when you do your preference, you prefer agriculture than this one. No, let me not get there. It's fine, Honorable Chairman. We're taking your apology. Okay. Thank you very much. Honorable members, we are having the briefing by the department, their quarterly report briefing today, of which it's one of the most important meetings that we have, because you need to keep on check as to what is it that has been achieved in our plans. Are we getting where we want to get? Are there any challenges? And today's meeting is just on that, where we are going to keep track, and that will even assist us on our role on the other side, just to see what is really that the department is doing, and we assist to get in wherever we can. For now, I'll give the delegation from the department this chance to introduce themselves. And I think we have been together with them for quite a long time. I don't think we still need any introduction from the honorable members, the members of the portfolio committee. But with you, the delegation from the department, I really would like you to introduce yourself so that we know who is with us today.
Thank you, Jason. I'm Vivian Carpenter. I'm a DDG responsible for strategic planning and reporting, and I'm accompanied by the director for strategic planning, Mr. Helis Christia. And he also allowed me this opportunity, and honorable members, to please extend the apology of the director general, who has had my engagement, which is in preparation for the the other colleagues from senior management who were also intended to accompany us had all been included in different jurisdictions and cases today. So we are a very small delegation, but we're going to be in the top office to take the
Thank you, DDG, and we hope really that you are going to be able to attend to all the concerns and the questions that members might be coming up with, because sometimes it's very much disappointing to find that almost half of the meeting is being referred as to say we'll get the written responses and all that. We hope we are going to manage the meeting and our meeting will be fruitful at the end of it. So let me not waste much time. Can we just get into the first presentation that we have? Over to you, DDG.
Thanks very much. We have submitted the slide presentation, so we'll take you through that presentation. The table will take you through the bulk of it, and we'll pull the questions together. But for the purpose of this particular presentation today, we have our first opportunity to report on the performance of the department in terms of the strategic objectives captured in the revised strategic plan. For information purposes, the revised framework has meant that for the first time we have a strategic plan which is fully aligned to the action plan, which is our sector plan for basic education, known as Action Plan 2014, with the evaluation of school in 2025. The same strategic plan which I have here with me is accompanied by the annual performance plan, which was submitted separately as the first year of the new framework intended for that to be a separation in terms of the realignment of all of the national operational plans to what is now the first opportunity for national departments sufficient orders from Cabin Function to deal with the United Nations annual performance plan, which also takes on board the various aspects of the delivery agreement for the department, as well as the key aspects of the Minister's performance agreement during the particular period. We will speak to this quarter report on the basis of the various programs identified in the strategic plan, and I will then call on Mr. Kutsir to take us through those steps so we can really engage with each of the separate programmatic elements for us to accept that, also in line with the annual performance plan. And you'll see that the format of this one will be different to what we presented in the past, because this compliance with the new framework for strategic plan and annual performance plan as determined by Treasury and the Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation. Thanks, Chair. Now I go to Mr. Kutsir for the presentation.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to present the first quarterly report of the Department of Basic Education to you. This quarter is for the period April to June 2011, and the extent to which the department was able to achieve the target that it set for itself within the annual performance plan that was stated. This quarter is highlighted by some new ways of doing the work that we do. And I think Ms. Carlson already highlighted some of those new ways of working in the Department of Basic Education and indeed in broader government. In the department, we are working within a new organizational structure, which are being defined at present, which will give effect to the Minister's commitment in the budget vote earlier this year for the creation of an oversight delivery and planning unit in the Department of Basic Education. We work within the context of new reporting systems and guidelines from National Treasury, and these included new planning formats for our strategic plan and annual performance plan. The annual performance plan of the Department of Basic Education is aligned to the delivery agreement of Outcome 1, improving the quality of basic education and the action plan to 2014 towards the realization of schooling 2025. And the activities of the Department of Basic Education have been structured into five programs, and these are Program 1, Administration; Program 2, Curriculum Quality Support and Monitoring; Program 3, Teacher Education, Human Resources and Institutional Development; Program 4, Planning, Information and Assessment; and Program 5, Educational Management Services. We will start by looking at the performance of Program 1, Administration. And the purpose of this program is to manage the department and to provide strategic and administrative support services to the Department of Basic Education. Some of the key issues or highlights for the quarter April to June have been the reorganization of the Department of Basic Education, the technical affiliation of the Department of Basic Education, international cooperation agreements, and the drafting of legislation. The activities of this program are being unpacked under the strategic objectives within the strategic plan. The first one that speaks around improving the capacity of the Department of Education with a specific focus on development. Within the department, broad consultation on the organizational structure was conducted. We've appointed 50 new appointees who were inducted, 47 internships were implemented for unemployed graduates, 26 officials attended training and professional development activities, and an achievement for this quarter was the tax reconciliation of the Department of Basic Education, which was the balance is submitted in time for the year. Continuing under Program 1, looking at the strategic objectives that deals with strengthening partnerships with all stakeholders, resulting in education becoming a national priority, and focusing then on the global partnerships, Africa and Middle East, and multilateral affairs. The department hosted a delegation of senior officials from the Education Resource Center in Nigeria. Draft cooperation agreements with China and Serbia have been developed and are expected to be signed later this year. Honorable Chairperson and honorable members, the DBA made a presentation on its objectives and action plan to the newly appointed ambassadors at the DIRCO function. And although we have proposed cooperation agreements from Egypt and Libya, Libya is referred due to the prevailing political conditions in those countries. Continuing under Program 1, if we look at improving the capacity of the DPE with a focus on delivery, and we're looking at legislation, the legislation has been drafted and assisted in the processing of legislation and regulations on the following issues: the Education Law Amendment Bill, I'm sure of which the House is very aware of the developments in that regard, the NIDU Bill, and the regulations in terms of Section 38 of the South African Schools Act. Honourable Chairperson and Honourable Members, we will look now with Program 2, Curricular Policy Support and Monitoring. The purpose of Program 2 is to develop policies and programs to support and monitor the implementation of the national curricular policy and support programs that enhance curricular outcomes in the basic education, in basic education from grade R to grade 12. Some of the key issues dealing April to June 2011 have been the distribution of workbook 2, the training of officials on the curriculum and assessment policy statement, CAP, and the development of guidelines on libraries. These are some of the highlights for April to June 2011. Zooming in at some of the activities and the targets that have been achieved, under the first strategic objective for this program to increase access to high quality learning materials. The department developed and printed numeracy and literacy workbook number 2 for grades 1 to 6 in all official languages. These workbooks are already available on our website and have been there for a while. The service provider is currently distributing the workbooks, and 86.9% of learners have received volume 2 of grade 1 to 6 language and mathematics workbooks already. Learning from our earlier challenges that we faced around workbook 1 and its distribution, we have established a management team at DBE with representatives from provinces to ensure that we a more smoothly distribution of workbook 2 this time around. Continuing with the increase of high quality learning materials and focusing in on a learner textbook supply materials and national catalogue, the screening of textbooks for foundation grade, which is grade 1 to 3 and grade 10, took place on 27 June. 15 July is the duration of the implementation of the CAP. So we have been actively busy to align the textbooks that will support teachers with the requirements with CAP in 2012. A very important development has been around libraries. The national guidelines for school library information services have been developed, and centers across the different areas of library provisioning were sent to provinces for their input, and the costing plan was finalized at the HECO meeting on the 2nd of June 2011. by the old provinces in order to further train teachers to implement tax in grade 10 and grade 3 to R in 2012. In other words, we have prepared 2,480 subject advisors that will continue the training in their respective provinces around the test. To improve learner performance, the department analyzed the 2010 National Certificate Examination Script in order to identify the problem areas that could assist grade 12 learners in 2011. This report was shared with provincial departments and training institutions to ensure that teacher training in 2011 focused on these problematic areas. And then provinces were also requested to include these findings in their intervention program.
Excuse me, Mr. Potter. Can I interject? I don't know. Honourable members, will you correct me? Or yes, whatever it is. But yes, I hear you are reporting. You are telling us your achievements. What is it that you have done? You have training of officials, training of subject advisors. What was your target initially, so as for us to see that this is what you have targeted at first, now this is how far you have gone, how much you've left, so that you can be on track really. If ever you can give us that clearer picture. Yes, we hear this is what you have done, which might be very low on the target that you have set at first. So if you can just make us understand, give us that picture, give us how far you have gone, so that it can be easier for us to see the achievements that are coming up, as to say, are they really achievements, or we still need to put more effort just to, so that we will reach the point where we want to.
Thank you, Little Jesus. I'll try. I'm going to do just a small switch for a moment and put up the annual performance plan, which will indicate the targets for each program, and then I will go to the slides of the presentation if I can assist you. I'm not going to go to program one. If that's fine, I will show the target for program two. Under program two, on this screen at the moment, on We have trained 2,480 subjects of advisors already around CAPS. That is an annual target which we have already achieved in CAPS. The department did not indicate its achievement in this presentation around the progress in ICT, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Member. That is with regard to Program 2, Honorable Chair and Chairperson and Honorable Members. If we look at Program 3, I will quickly share the targets and then I will go through the presentation.
Structure of the department is still being considered. But that has
impacted on our ability to reflect the performance indicators of all the units within the Kaizen annual performance plan. The provincial report indicates that 41,611 educators participated in development activities in this quarter. We assume, Honourable Chair, that is the feedback that we got from this program, is that 41,611 educators received underwent development activities of 15 hours on average per educator. That is how it's been communicated to us by the specific program. The next bullet point around regular negotiations that occurred in the ELRC is also another one of those points which is not reflected in the annual performance plan. So this is the strategic importance to the Department of Basic Education, and that is why we are also reporting it here. To say that regular negotiations occurred at the ELRC. These include task teams meetings to finalize instruments for the teacher performance appraisal system for school and office-based educators, developing performance contracts for principals, deputy principals, circuit managers, and subject advisors as part of their education management service. We want to look at the activities to strengthen the capacity of district offices. The support of schools by district was a major focus of the period. A total of 58 district improvement plans were analyzed. That is 72% of district improvement plans to determine the effectiveness of district support to schools. In a two-day meeting on sign language was held to coordinate the training of educators and district officials of school service schools. If we look at Program 4, Planning, Information and Assessment, I'm just going to pause at the targets for this specific program.
Thank you.
to do that to no code to you, but they find able to be as the learning program determines within that particular grade level. And there are all three targets, as I said, in terms of the learning program development that manage support on a quarterly basis with all of the curriculum that comes with it. How do you reach that?
You can't tell me what the requirement percentage-wise is for POPs. That's what it says there. You're telling me that the annual target is to get 53% of the students in place at the required level. You must be able to tell me what the required level is. What is the pass rate for university admissions, in other words?
Yes.
Chairperson, I understand the question of Honourable Member John. I also need to highlight that with this specific program indicated, that we need to look at what is indicated here and see it in terms of what we've indicated in Action Plan 2014. Because these indicators here is in direct correlation with Action Plan 2014. We've taken a milestone that has been put forward in Action Plan 2014 as targets for this specific program. Chairperson, and then I also realize that I don't think, and my DG will correct me, I think one of the complexities that we are going to face is that we haven't presented this annual performance plan to the portfolio committee before. And I think some of the questions may have been answered in that sitting. And I just think that it's going to maybe be a bit of a complexity in the way we present the first quarterly report. I don't want to use that as an excuse, but just to say that is a reality that has come to mind.
Just one last comment. If the pass rate is 30%, the target is set for the children of the nation, so 53% who must get 33%. And that is a pathetic figure. Because we must get the nation's children, must get up to 80% passing at 50%. Then we're talking about education working. So I'm not judging you, I'm just simply saying that it matters enormously what that figure is. We need to know.
Before I get to you, can I take Honourable JJ, then we'll respond.
No, it's just that at the end of
I get what you're saying, Honourable JJ, but I wanted it to flow in such a way that you don't remain with a thorny issue up until the last end, if ever that will cause you not to understand, to follow up the whole presentation, if ever there is a pending issue like that, because we can surprise you up until the end, whereas to find that you are being lost up until the end of the presentation. That is why I wanted to have that flexibility, if ever there is anything. That is why, as I said, even at first. But really, if it is a question that can wait up until the end, it's fine. We can take that one. Yes, can I give it to you?
Thank you, Chairperson. I was just going to also add that I think what we require is a very detailed presentation on the findings of the annual national assessment. And that would only be really a data when we get all of the analysis completed by the HPRC of both the verification panel and the universal panel. I think there will be some very interesting elements that would add to the details required here in this discussion, but also in terms of our forward planning. Because we're on the cusp of now developing our next set a payment performance plan, which will then that can begin to suggest the targets that have been set and what the field of intervention is required. So I'm flagging that in terms of my notes for what we need to suggest to the committee at the appropriate time for that intervention. Thank you very much. If you don't want to be.
Okay, we are noting it to the site. Yes, can we continue the presentation?
JBR team, Honorable Jefferson and members, we are looking at program 4, a program that deals with planning, information, and assessment. And the purpose of this program is to promote quality and effective service delivery in the basic education system through monitoring, evaluation, planning, and assessment activities. Some of the key issues during this quarter of April to June has been that the CD National Steering Committee has been constituted, the release of the report on annual national assessment, and the policy on Grade R funding. Under the strategic objectives to strengthen school management and promote functional schools, if we focus in on the accelerated school infrastructure delivery initiative, a national steering committee was constituted and its first meeting was held on 19 May 2011. Then an implementation plan for the accelerated school infrastructure delivery initiative was approved by National Treasury, in terms of which 50 mud schools in the Eastern Cape will be replaced, 350 schools will be provided with sanitation, 188 with water, and 251 with electricity. And Honorable Chair, members may also be aware of our collaboration with the Development Bank of South Africa to fast track this initiative. If we report on it, we establish a world-class system of standardized national tests, and we look then at ANA, the report on the verification ANA of grade R and grade 6 levels on learner performance in both literacy, language, numeric, and mathematics, was released by the Minister on 28 June, and this report provides already action stakeholders with an accurate indication of the performance of the learners in these key areas, and will inform the design and implementation of appropriate remedial program. The results of the pilot study in grade 9 mathematics and language to determine the baseline will be available at the end of September 2011, and preparatory work, mainly preparation of relevant assessment instruments for assessing the 9 language and mathematics performance in 2012 was partially completed. To strengthen school management and promote functional schools, in terms of the data quality audit is proceeding as planned. Audit is intended to assist with improving the quality of data to ensure the planning in terms of the action plan deliverables is based on reliable information. A sample of 540 ordinary and 33 special needs schools were selected for this process. The universalized access to early childhood development. It's important to note that cost projections of different grades are funding scenarios which will be used to support securing additional funding for implementing an amended funding model within the revised grade R policy framework was completed and submitted to the Director General. And further work has been done on the costing which will be circulated within the department before finalization. Jefferson, if you can look at program 5, and I will just quickly highlight the key targets for this quarter to Honorable Jefferson and Honorable Mendes. number of schools participating in the CSEL pilot program. And there's a 40 target around the number of educators trained in women, sexual and reproductive health programs for learners. And the 40 target is 2,642. There's another biannual target, which we'll report on during the second quarter.
Just a moment. Honorable President.
It's the Caring Support for Teaching and Learning, Caring Support for Teaching and Learning pilot program.
Okay.
There's two biannual targets. One deals with learning materials on sexual and reproductive health. The second one deals with the number of grade 1 learners in Quintal Primary School undergoing health screening. Those are both biannual targets, and more detailed reporting will happen in the second quarter around it. But already in this report, we have some achievements around that. There's a quarterly target regarding the number of learners that are provided with meals in Quintal 1 to 3 primary and secondary schools. That quarterly target has been set at 8,633,095. I can indicate up front to chairperson, honourable chairperson and honourable members that we have not been able to get the numbers from the province. They only submit those numbers on the 15th of July to the Department of Basic Education, which is the day in which the programs need to submit their information on their performance for the quarter. So we will only be able to partially report on progress around that. The number of public ordinary schools with quality learning and teaching campaign committees, the first quarter target is 500. The number of public ordinary schools that benefit from private partnerships, the first quarter target is 500. The number of public ordinary schools linked to local police stations, first quarter target is 1,000. The number of public ordinary schools participating in school sports leagues, we have a first quarter target of 2,000. Then we have an annual target, the percentage of public ordinary schools that reflect a democratic ethos and a human rights culture. And then lastly, the number of public ordinary schools that have access to materials, information, and information for managing prevention, preventing sexual violence, for the target of 250. If we then look at the report for Program 5, Education and Enrichment Services, the purpose of Program 5 is to develop policies and programs to improve the quality of learning in schools. Key issues for this quarter, for this program, was health screening of grade 1 learners, spreading the Department of Basic Education draft integrated strategy on HIV and AIDS to provinces, around the National School Nutrition Program, and our partnerships with TAP and the media. Under the strategic objective for this program, strengthening school management and promoting functional schools, we can report that a total of 32,289 grade 1 learners received health screening so far during the 2011 academic year. Screening was conducted in the Northern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, Free State, and Limpopo. A total number of 46,704 learners received health screening and other services through our collaboration with the Department of Health through the Federal Paper Health Care Train Outreach Service. We continue to look at HIV/AIDS. The DBE, the department participated in the first South African AIDS conference and hosted a satellite session on the draft integrated strategy on HIV/AIDS, as well as exhibiting a range of HIV support programs and materials developed by Looking at the NSNP program, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, you can report that the feeding program in the Eastern Cape was progressively stabilized through direct intervention by the National Office. And in April and May, all provinces extended the National School Nutrition Program to 2003 secondary schools. As I indicated earlier, we cannot confirm the exact numbers, also the time we received the data from the province. If we look at the strengthen partnerships with all stakeholders, the resulting education becoming a societal priority, and we look at values in education, through our partnership with ESA, developed responsibilities with this promoted on four radio stations. Some of the classroom activities from the teacher's guide form part of Primary Matters, which is an inserted independent newspaper, daily newspaper. The training manual on values in action promotes the practice of values, human rights, and gender equality among school governing bodies and the representatives of Council of Learning. This manual was developed and will be distributed to the school governing bodies and RCL. Around school safety, the implementation of phase one of the partnership protocol between the DBE and SAPS was completed by 31 March 2011. From April to June 2011, phase two commenced in KwaZulu-Natal, Northern Cape, and Gauteng. Challenges regarding the implementation of phase two were experienced in Mpumalanga, Northwest, Free State, Western Cape, and Limpopo due to the non-implementation of phase one in the Eastern Cape. A supporting intervention plan was implemented from 6 to 13 June in four of the six major districts. And then around school sports, 9,745 schools registered to participate in school meetings. In terms of partnerships, 120 schools were able to benefit from prior partnerships during the period under review. And in Mpumalanga alone, 1,000 schools launched quality learning and teaching campaign committees. The data in the other provinces are still in the process of being captured. In conclusion, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, the department continues to work collaboratively with provinces and stakeholders on the key improvement levers, which is to improve the quality of teaching and learning, undertake regular assessments, and improve early childhood development, and ensure attainable outcomes for the planning and accountability system in order to achieve outcome one of the program action. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the presentation, DG. Any additions, or can open it to questions? Thank you. Honorable members, that was the presentation, the quarterly report from the department. Can I just open this opportunity for you members to interact with the report, to ask questions, to add, to comment? I've just noted two hands. Okay, let me note all of them so that I'll... Okay. Let me start at the back. Honorable Bonjana, Honorable Dikobo, Honorable JJ, Honorable James. Then Honorable Smythe, Lightly, Honorable Mashishi, in that order, please.
Thank you, Chair. Just a general comment or request. Throughout the presentation, what is the state of our education now? I wouldn't be able to say with any confidence, because as the director pointed out, perhaps we I have questions relating to the provision of water and sanitation to, and the transmission of schools. I just want to find out whether those that are going to be receiving water do have electricity and sanitation. Then whether those that have, that are going to be electrified do have water and things like that. Then on the health screening of grade one learners, just want to find out what are the other diseases besides HIV and AIDS that could handicap the proper learning of the child. And then lastly, the training manual on virus inaction has been signed by the minister in June. When is it going to be used? Thanks.
Okay. Honorable JJ.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, on the learner performance intervention program, I just want to know what the target of this program and the monitoring and evaluation mechanism on the program. But we are really concerned about the country of our learners. So anything that we put in place to upgrade the results of our learners, we need to make sure that we monitor and evaluate continuously so that we can get expected results. Number two, Chairperson, educators that use and apply ICT in classrooms, I hear the presenter talking about that. But I want to know, Chairperson, how many schools receive this ICT equipment? And how many educators receive laptops as promised by the President on the reopening or opening of Parliament in 2009? I know the IQMS, how do you monitor the progress of IQMS? Because the number of schools is very low. And I just want to know about these other schools. Is the program continuing to cover all these other schools? And second, on the ANA, learners fail dismally. I want to hear the explanation in relation to the assistance of educators to perform maybe as expected on this course. The problem that we assist with educators, very important, Chairperson. And second, the infrastructure that the presenter talks about here is the only intervention made at Eastern Cape. We want to know the problem of infrastructure for the other provinces. What is very fundamental, Chairperson, that when you talk about the infrastructure, we need to evaluate the country as a whole. Right, I know that Eastern Cape is facing a problem now. Very good, we appreciate the problem, we are going to support it. But let's hear even these other provinces. Lastly, Chairperson, on the I just want to raise a serious concern on the report from the provinces. The manner in which they are submitting, I should think we need to tell us the strategy in which that you are requesting this report. Because you can't have within nine provinces, only one province submitted the report. Some they did not submit the report. Then it seems we're not working well in that process of government.
Thank you. Honorable James.
Just because I raise questions and comments doesn't mean that I don't value the report that you've given today. In fact, I value it greatly, and part of the reason for why we want to see improvement in the education system is that they have the ability to debate it on our feet when the issue comes around and we want to view it. So let me, I wanted to make two comments. The first has to do with the annals. The annals are, know, teachers are marking it, and there can be all kinds of slippages in how that is done, since the provinces have unequal capacity. So I think we must, the more testing the better, the more frequently the better, the more independent the better. My first comment. My second comment is that in our view, we don't think it's a good idea for the Department of Education, basic education, to become a publisher. Not a function to be a publisher. And we understand why the workbooks have been taken on by the department, but the effect of becoming a publisher is pushing out the independent publishers. It takes a long time to develop books, you need to invest money into it, and a State Department's job is not to be a publisher, and so it's a serious concern. My question has to do with HIV testing, and just by the way, the diseases affecting learners at school most directly have to do with things like attention deficit disorders and so on and so forth. My colleague behind me asked me that question. That's a very important question. The very direct one. But I just wanted to know what the status is of HIV testing in schools. I know the minister suspended them, and I think rightly so. So I just wanted to know what is happening in the nine provinces when it comes to HIV testing.
Honorable Smiles, and I hope Honorable James is not raising this thing of publishers because he has got vested interest. On a lighter note, Honorable Smiles.
Thank you, Chairperson. My questions, I had a lot of questions, but I will stick to a few of them. Chairperson, let me say that your first intervention, I was at the point to say, can we not have another meeting and bring the department back with the proper sort of information? But I valued your intervention, and from my side, I'm disappointed in the presentation. Because once, for one reason, the annual plan, the targets, there are some targets in the first quarter that are totally absent. And I was wishing that this presentation will bring us to a level which is not. So, Chairperson, my question then, whilst we are sort of disadvantaged, will be with regard to the quality learning and teaching committees. I just want to understand whether this is the same as the institution level support teams. Is there a difference between, because at the special schools you have what we call ILST, and now there's a QLTC, whether those two things are similar or are they different? Then Chair, the state or the target that has been met in terms of the subject advisors, I think it's been exceeded, which is very good. But now the question is the budget for that. Have you overspent? Are you still in your spending targets there? Then the Moscow's chairperson, and I wanted to talk about the Moscow's, and then ask the question about the ASCII. Whether this high level, the minister mentioned there's a high level delivery task team. Whether this RCT and this high-level delivery task team is the same thing? If not, what is the role of the high-level delivery task team in terms of delivering masters? So then, the last one was with regard to the school sports. once again, I see that that the target, in terms of the annual plan, your target is 3,000, but 2,000 in the first quarter. But you, with regard to the schools participating in schooling, you have done 9,700 already. So, which is very good. But once again, how did you achieve it? That you, you know, overstand because you had a target of 3,000. Chairperson, yeah, I think lastly, and this is just a comment, you know, learner outcomes and education outcomes is almost the most important thing. And I think my colleague Mpachana has indicated, if I was to ask out of this meeting, what is the situation in terms of the first quarter report with regard to learner outcomes, and that's overall, I would not be in a position to say that we spend our money and our time in a way to understand what's happening. So, Chairperson, yeah, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Honorable Mashishu.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. My apology for having you. Even though I said to this I just want to work for the book. But my question is on, I was covered on health clinic. So I just want to get a clarity on the way you talk of different grades as families. What are you talking about when you say different grades as families? And so my colleague here, Honorable Smith, has covered your response, but I just want to take the breakdown of the problem. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Let me hand it over back to the department. But on top of that, I'm very much interested, you have been talking of this new organizational structure, new methods of reporting from the National Treasury. And definitely, as we have said, that it does have an impact on the strategic plan that we have. If ever also we can be clarified as to what changes can we await for, what effect, what impact does that have, so that as we go on with the year, we are clear as to say what changes are there and how are we affected by those changes, what are those changes. I think for the committee, that would be very much helpful for us to know. Thank you.
I would start with your last question, and then my colleague will also put yourself in the presentation itself. Firstly, I think we just appreciate all of the comments that we received in terms of the shared improvement in the presentation. But I think your last question points to the fact that in the engagement with the portfolio committee in Pretoria itself, there were three critical branches that were not able to present. And I think that we are making arrangements for this at the same time so that we can really take into the detail of that. The first one is that of the strategic planning branch, which I have, where we would have been able to present to you. Now, the attempt now is just to really background to how the strategic plan has been altered in order for the department, in terms of the new framework, to meet all of its strategic objectives. That the framework for doing so, in terms of how the organizational structure has been reconfigured, is that there is a system flow issue that I think has been a huge concern, both internal to the department but also state and at this level. But we need to align what the reorganization of the department would need to facilitate, and that is more effective delivery of our targets. The reorganization is minimal to, you know, in the broader sense of the word, but it does align the programmatic elements of the action plan to those areas of delivery within the department. There are still the key programs as we presented here today, the five programs, but in program one, there are two branches that are active in program one. And that is the branch for strategic planning and reporting, which will soon be known as strategic monitoring and research. And now I'm not able to speak ahead of the minister for that structure, so I also want to be guided into how much detail I'm able to provide. But the second branch there is also that of corporate services administration, the financial and administration section, together with our procurement and HR management, etc. Again, the detail I think will flow down our response to the other questions that you have there. But we are being given an opportunity, I think, in 2 weeks' time to present the remainder of that particular presentation, which I think will also begin to provide you with the detail that is required to understand the strategic reorientation of the work of the department. The second area I think also that we need to take stock of is the Minister's announcement, and one of the questions I think referred to that. The Minister's announcement of the performance delivery, the planning delivery and oversight unit, which is being headed up by Mr. Ramswat, the former SG of the Western Cape. And he is in the process of putting together the team that will be looking at the cross-cutting areas of intervention required in the department. It almost seems kind of superstructure within the department to draw on all of the expertise in the various branches as we currently know it, but also to draw on the expertise external to the department to fast-track the level of intervention, but also to deliver on the key areas required for by the analysis that has been done of those in terms of our diagnostic analysis of where that intervention has to happen. We've also noted that in the issue around the annual national assessment, as I said earlier, it has given us a very, very clear indication as to where those areas of intervention ought to be and what the skills are that we would require to go into that process. So we look with a lot of positive expectation to the work of the delivery unit together with the analysis that we're getting independently from the HSRC and CSIS. In terms of the questions that have been posed to us around the ACD program, it has certainly been highlighted as one of the key objectives, one of the key projects of the department, because it now takes care of some of the sluggish developments in certain processes, together with the national process whereby norms and standards can be matched together with the urgency to provide those structures. And just to say to the honourable member who posed the question about a provincial breakdown, yes, there is attention being given to all provinces and inappropriate structures in those provinces. However, the bulk of those structures are located in the Eastern Cape, and that has been identified as the target area within the initial cycle. It is seen as a tax-free program where we will be cutting and going across the various departments together with public works, water affairs, department of energy, and others, where we will need to deliver on those particular areas that have been identified. There was a question around whether some schools get water and others get sanitation provisions. Yes, there are clear examples of that, where those particular needs have been identified. In some cases, all the other services are being provided, but there's one particular area which requires that urgent intervention. But again, that branch, which is our planning branch, we should also be given that opportunity to come and present on those matters in a lot of detail, because those presentations were and are ready for sharing with the committee. In terms of the numbers of schools in the register for that list, there's a very clear and comprehensive list of which schools and which districts are being targeted for that immediate intervention, so that we can actually link that also to the oversight functions of the program. I do know that we are looking at what we need to roll out in this particular quarter ahead of us, and there will be some announcements in the next. I was just given a report on Monday that the minister will be making that state of announcement. So I don't want to refuse to come and provide some great details. I'm sure the minister will provide a perspective from the share of that information. But the unit that sees to the work of the CD is located within our planning branch, but also reports directly to the minister on the matters related to the infrastructure development program. So there's a high level management and political oversight being exercised. The DG, the minister, and that team is working very, very closely together with the DG that has come aboard and that will come to the I will ask Mr. Kassir to focus on the other questions and I'll come in again. But maybe I should just start it by referring to the QLTC. And just to clarify, the QLTC is the quality learning and teaching.
Sorry, why is she still with RCD? You said Eastern Cape has been the target. Are we saying this number that we see? It's a reflection of what is happening in the Eastern Cape. Are we targeting all these schools are really that needs to be fixed? Are we saying after 3 years with the Eastern Cape, it is the target of the department, after 3 years we'll be done with the math school in the Eastern Cape, as per the target that we have right now?
I think that is the intention. It's not just that the numbers are not only include in the first study, only we can get this, but we do have an appropriate touch elsewhere. The bulk of these
are in the Eastern Cape. Okay.
I just want to add a little bit on the quality learning and teaching campaign. This recalls some programs, you know, that some of the members present here, those members are also the KCN. It was the launch in 2008, in late 2008, of the Social Contact with Union for governing bodies and learner associations. That has now been stepped up even further, and there's a greater interest and formal establishment of the national structure, which is specifically for the national steering committee level, where all the principles of the union, the center, have formed this agreement with the Department of Education, of then and now basic education. And I think that particular report was shared with the cultural community in Victoria, and I think that the direction that it needs to do an update as soon as it can. But it's also worth in support of the Hands Up for Education campaign, which the minister has announced, together with the recovery program which we had in last year. So all of these campaigns are being, at a central level, coordinated under the banner of the Policy Learning and Teaching Campaign, which is in the process now of moving from having been a campaign into a program within the department that also has been called out into the minister. So I just thought I would add that to our way of information. I'll now hand over to Mr. Kassir to take some more questions and I'll deal with this.
Over to you, Mr. Cook.
Honorable Chairperson, thank you very much. I think when we introduced the presentation today, we sort of bolded, I think, on four occasions, the newness of the way we are working. And it is the first time in the history of the Department of Basic Education that it is reporting against the annual performance plan. Honorable Chair, that has never happened before, and it is indeed an exercise that me personally, but also in general in the DBE, we are getting used to. For the first time, we are being forced to report on specific targets, and this quarter was our first attempt at that. I would also say that, having heard the comments that the members made now, perhaps we would have prepared differently if the discussion around annual performance plan hadn't before the time. I think the two head also have to work more creatively with our branches and programs within the Department of Basic Education. The change doesn't happen overnight. We will have to make sure that they get used to reporting against a target that they have set themselves, and then providing well-founded explanation if they were not able to reach the target. I think I clearly identify that as some of the areas in which we will improve. I'm convinced that by the time we get to the second quarter, it will look better, but I'm also convinced that we would not have reached 100% compliance. But the advantage that we have is that we are able to present this to the House, and in that way, strengthen and learn from the experience to make sure we get it right. And therefore, we are very appreciative for the comments that have come from honourable members and honourable chairperson around our presentation. Having said that, I also think it is important for us to come to a point where the Action Plan to 2014 is legislated and signed off and placed finally within the public domain. Because the Action Plan to 2014 is a sector plan that provides the target indicators for the whole sector. In many cases, it's difficult for the Department of Basic Education to report within this reporting platform on the expectation that is out there around progress within the education sector as a whole. And I think that is the one thing that will strengthen as well the way that we report is for the Action Plan for 2014 to be finalized and to be in the public domain, so that we have a common frame of reference from which to interrogate the progress around our plan. Honourable Mshwana, and I hope my response answered the question that the comment that you've made earlier.
Let me correct it. Honourable Mponjani. Mshwana is not here.
My apologies.
Okay.
We will definitely take that up, and that change will definitely come. I can assure you. As I went through the presentation, I find that I haven't even been confused with what I'm sharing. So I can understand that the honourable member is confused as well. The questions around ensuring that when we look at the accelerated SAT, that we make sure that we put in place all the primary deliverables. That is part and parcel of SAT. We cannot provide fencing to enhance security if we do not provide and ensure that there's water and electricity in school. So a city has been conceptualized in such a way that we look at the basket of minimum requirements that a school will need in order to be functional. So in the rollout of the city, we need to ensure that we have met that minimum basket, which is water, electricity, sanitation, security fencing, and those basic infrastructure needs that schools have. So we assume that will be the case. We will have to monitor how that rolls out and whether it happens in that case, and we will appreciate also the feedback that we get from the honourable members around the fact that is happening. The issue that was raised around health screening by the honourable member, when we do primary health screening at schools, we do this working together.
community health screening objective is not to do a wide range of tests. For example, I'm not convinced whether we will be able to diagnose attention deficit disorder at that time. It will have to happen through a long range, long term kind of support to the kids. The minister signed, the basic education minister signed off on the values of education manual for school governing bodies in RCL. I am not sure what is the status of distribution and whether that, I am convinced that the distribution will, if it was signed up in June, I'm convinced that the distribution will happen in the second quarter. But we will have to follow up on that one. The Learner Performance Intervention Program, Honorable Smart, I'm not sure if you can just, maybe just, again, just highlight that question around the Learner Performance Intervention Program. I hope I've got it.
Lena, it was Honorable JJ.
Yes.
Of course, I'm here.
I was asking this question on the quality of the program that we have, the intervention, in the monetary and evaluation mechanism.
Thank you very much. I am going to take the risk, and I hope I'm not going to miss it. I just need to clarify whether the question was asked against the background of the release of the annual national assessment. If that is the case, then I will make a response. If it's not the case, then I will have to come back with a response on the question.
It should be honorable JJ.
Around the annual national assessment, they have highlighted many weaknesses within the basic education. And I think we all are faced by a common challenge that needs to be addressed. And the minister has been very clear that these results should inspire us to now put in place an intervention program that will address and ensure that we make progress around the targets that we set for ourselves, especially as it was highlighted within the annual national assessment. We therefore need to look at the minimum things that we are doing already and ensuring that we get them right. One of the issues is around teacher development. We need to ensure that around teacher development, we put in action that which we have said we will do, and that we monitor and evaluate the progress that we make around teacher development, specifically in order to address the results highlighted by the annual national assessment. We need to look at the provision of basic learning teaching support materials, textbooks, as well as workbooks for learners. We cannot afford that by the end of the first quarter that learners in our schools still have no textbooks And I would like to link it with the question around ICT in the classroom. And I'm taking a risk, and I hope I will be able to report on this very particular time. We didn't include all the information contained in the quarterly report in the presentation that we have given. In the quarterly report, there is a specific achievement around around this target. And Honorable Chairperson, with your permission, if I could just quickly find it and put it on the slide for that. If that's okay.
Around the ICT?
Yes.
The one that you said that there was no report, there was no mention of in this report.
It is not in the presentation, but it is
but
in the
okay.
report.
Yeah. Yes? It's fine.
Thank you.
would certainly say take that back as well to the certified. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I will suffocate Honorable James in this one. I know he wants to come back, but I'll give him a chance at the end. Can we continue, Mr. Kofi?
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. The format indicates that the quarterly report is the number of educators that use and apply ICT in their classroom. The branch reported against the first target that it is 420. And these students are based on the reports received from SchoolNet, and the director of curriculum innovation has requested provincial ICT coordinators to submit their reports about ICT educators who are using and applying ICT in their classroom. Then the number of
excuse me, it's 400, 420 throughout the country.
I wonder if this is not 400,000.
No, really, I'm just asking, can it be 420 throughout the country educators who are using ICT? Or else, if I can suggest, if ever it's a little bit difficult, because even in your presentation, you have said that you don't have much on ICT, and we've put it in the list of the things that the department needs to come back, go and prepare and come back and make a follow-up on this presentation on. Really, I will suggest that you simply leave that part of the ICT, because I can see you really you are not prepared, that much prepared for it. Let us put it in the list that will come up with at the end, just to say these are the things that you want you to go back, you prepare yourself and come back to make a presentation, a very solid one on that one. Can you just celebrate? Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. We will follow up on that. Also, just around the laptops, that there hasn't been progress around that. We are looking at ways to deal with it, and it's one of the issues that will be highlighted with the minister to try and see how do we involve some of the other government departments to overcome the challenge. The resistance is from teachers that they do not want to pay the amounts that have been
okay.
But the scope of your research is that falls under the scope of your gift study. What does it mean to just make an expression come up with the response later?
No.
Next question.
Okay.
Actually, I want to link the two things. The ICT report as well as teacher laptop edition. Those two things should both come back, and we'll have those responsible branches send representatives to speak to the detail of those issues. I do know that they are important at the school. Some of the unregistered students are due and know the content, but I don't think we are able to identify because some of them have been the subject of negotiation as well. And I think that all principles should be also, Chairperson, to the issue of the annual performance plan.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wanting to suggest that when branch R, the strategic planning branch, comes back, that we actually make an addition to our presentation to add those elements that have not been satisfactorily dealt with here today. Because they are probably part of the annual performance plan presentation, and those relevant branches can be in our session.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that's going to come back with more information, can I get an idea of how much is the contribution from those educators?
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about the system. At least we can get the idea of how much. Thank you.
Are you in the position to do that?
No, I want to inform the Honourable Member, the issue here is that it's a subsidised project, and therefore it should be dependent on what it is that you're purchasing and also the item in terms of your own particular sale of benefits.
No, it's fine. Llewellyn has just noted that down. We are going to make a follow-up, a very quick follow-up on that, where we'll get that presentation from the department. Where, what is it? Is it with ELA?
It's
with your branch, but has been given even to what this entity that is working with, the one for Dia Govinda, because they were busy.
Yeah.
So we are going to make, Llewellyn is making note of that, where we'll get a presentation within a very short of time, a stage of time, where we'll come back and make that information and know what is it that is happening. We are noting that we're not satisfied with that, but we need the whole presentation around the whole issue of ICT, laptop issue, and the like.
The teacher laptop with the branch which deals with teachers and university management and the lesson program team and the area of ICT systems in the curriculum branch. So those two branches will be brought in on our session with our annual facility staff for the second teacher.
Oh, I've noted to Honourable James Daniel Bojan. Honourable Bojan.
Thank you. Just a follow up question on story. You mentioned the fact that there's an undersupply in certain subject areas. Obviously, for instance, which subject area is it working?
I particular passion for my own subject, specialization, which is in art, culture, and heritage. In those particular areas, it's a very new area of the curriculum. You know, majority of schools, where there's no form of music, art, and visual arts. And in those particular areas, we require both teacher support and then in terms of the new areas. Then there are new areas in the curriculum that speak to specific themes like slavery, paleontology, etc. They are existing texts, but they are not all necessarily being designed for the learner audience. And so the teachers' guides would also need to be able to support that. So some of those areas are concerned in terms of holistic and development.
Honourable Bajan?
Yeah, thank you very much. My concern is around the programs which are not sustained by the department. Because I'm looking at values in education. The department seems to be becoming something new. You know, we did have glossy documents on values of education by the late Minister for Education, Professor Karasma, which you wrote. He should have just called it an approval. But nothing seems to have materialized on that one. I see there's a charter, though it's not directed by the department, the charter of responsibility signed off by the minister. And also the values. Why is this program not sustained? That's the first question. And two, as a matter of procedure now, for the future. You know, when the president of the country says that they make an announcement that there will be laptops for teachers, you know? Now, when the president makes such a statement, and you say they without the department having done groundwork as to what will actually happen. But I would presume when the president is faced by the department, not by the sector, is faced by the minister that teachers will get it. But now because there was a parliamentary question on that matter, and the minister sort of shifted the responsibility, said, no, it's not repair. Nobody seems to be accountable, because that's the issue. But to hold the whole department accountable for what has not happened, you know. So that's my major concern for the future. What is the procedure before the president of the country makes such an announcement which cannot be fulfilled at the end?
Okay, thank you very much. Let us note that was for future. You can make a comment if you want to make around it, but can you continue the questions while still digesting what he has just thrown in for future purposes? No. Can you continue the questions that are there while digesting as to how can you, yes, then you can make a response or a comment to what is it, but really, that question would be more suitable in this meeting that you are saying we are still going to organize when they are here to present. Yes, can you continue with your responses? For responding now to the question. Can you go to Mr. Smiles? Yeah.
The question, Honorable Chairperson, around HIV and testing and the status of that. As far as I know, that testing is not happening yet in secondary school. A moratorium is still in place on that. That is my understanding. I think Ms. Garland responded to the difference between the QLPC and the school-based 14 level. I think where they've been overspent around some of the targets, or overspent where we exceeded on the target, those, we need to consider that those initiatives didn't start the 1st of January or the 1st of April. Those initiatives have some momentum behind them already from the work that has been done previously. And therefore, when the target was set, I think it was set a little conservatively, and that they underestimated the impact of the preparation work that has happened already, and that they pushed the target over the limit. I also think my DDG responded to the ATE versus the high level delivery chart. And then the same thing around the school sports league, the target is 3,000 we achieved 9,700. It was again because of the work that has been happening in this field previously, and that's what we really want to say. And we saw higher targets being achieved than this one. I will link it up with the question around, by the honourable member, around breakdown for problems around school sports leagues. We are unable to provide a breakdown by province. We will have to get that from the program 5, who is responsible for that specific item. Then the last issue, if I'm not mistaken, honourable chairperson, about the great art funding. The department that we're working on an integrated program for every child to develop. This program has been, amongst other things, looked at funding within every child to develop. This program is at the moment being verified by a critical leader that has been appointed to give input into the program, and we should be able to provide more details around that during the second quarter of the reporting.
Thank you very much for the responses. I will open one round of follow-up questions, just one, where a person will just stick to one question before we come to an end of this. If ever there is a member with a follow-up question, or not, it's Honorable Bonjani. A minute, Bonjani. Honorable Skosana.
I'm Honorable Chairperson. My question is on this grading. I know there are committees, but when you screen, what do you look for? Just grade 10, of course. I remember the instance which is a different party took to court and won the case about the books that were used to. And recently, there's another book, which make all political parties but biased towards some particular. So when you screen, what do you look for?
Okay, Jay, can Honorable Skosana come in? Sorry.
The department with a particular task of prioritizing
support at that level. And then I also answered the question of what on the JV. It was also where I omitted to mention that we were talking about underrepresentation in certain languages, that we have particular languages that need further support in terms of available text, especially in terms of literature. So I think and literature studies, we need to begin to look at all of those particular concerns and not simply rehash material that's commercially viable but not necessarily education is suitable. So educational suitability is the prime concept in my career. I think my colleagues will speak to that.
We cannot say at this point what has been the progress per province. That information has not been made available to us. What I can just say is that the accelerated school infrastructure delivery initiative, ACIDI, has not been conceptualized for the Eastern Cape only. This is a national program that was rolled out in 9 provinces. And the provinces report on a quarterly or on a monthly basis to the base Department of Basic Education to the program for around what is the expenditure that's being happening around this within their province. That information has not been made available to us, but I'm sure we will be able to share it.
Okay. Thank you. I think also delegation from the department, it's important for us, for you to show us the progress really, because when we talk of infrastructure, seemingly now we only focus on ACT as if there is nothing that is given to the provinces for them to work on the issue of infrastructure. Really, I think even the provinces, maybe as they are not even giving up the reports that they need to give. It's because now everybody focuses on this national program, and whereas there are a lot of money that are being pumped up to the provinces on the issue of infrastructure, and we'll never get a report of what is happening and what is it that they are doing around that. Knowing that, well, yes, it's not ring fence for infrastructure, but what is it that they are doing as per the norms and standards that they are giving. Otherwise, Mr. Kutsi, you mentioned that it's for the first time you report like this. For the first time, you are forced to give, but I don't want to use this word forced. You are made to give this Godala report because I don't think really you are. Yeah, you are made, but you are not forced that much to give them. Though, in a matter of, we can be forcing you. But for the first time, really, that you give such Godala reports and we see the challenges that are there. I would like to suggest, honorable members, that maybe next time when we get such Godala reports, at least we get the representatives from each branches, so that we make sure that whatever question the committee comes up with, we get the responses here and there and there, really, because for now there are so many things that are hanging that as a committee you are not satisfied on. And you're still going to go back, meaning that we'll be having 2 days on the same report, whereas if everybody was here, we were going to get in there. But exactly, on another way, I think we are taking it positively that for you to give such quarterly reports, it's easier for you as a department to make sure to keep track on your implementation and how the impact on your delivery, and it's easier for you to account or on quarterly basis than to wait for the whole year. And also, with us, the committee, it's easier for us to do our oversight role over you as a department. And really, you know, one thing that we cannot be apologetic with, we need to have this session, ask such questions, because at the end, we are accountable back into the value for money. We must see it. We must know what is it that is happening. So really, we'll be very hard on you. Even next time, we all understood, even with us, it was for the first time we need something like this, but those are the things that we need as a committee, and we are going to stick to that, and really, both sides, I hope and believe we are going to improve on these Godala reports as to how do we dig deeper to get what we want so that the child down there does benefit and everybody. Education is the priority of the government, so we cannot make a mistake on that one. So really, if ever we are hard, sometimes we have to. It's not our choice, but we are forced by circumstances that we see the Department of Education performing, and everybody in the country is able to say the Department of Education is performing to the maximum level that we are all expected to. Honorable James, your hand is up.
Thank you, Chair. Just on that point, I believe that the quarterly report of the Department of Basic Education should be given by the Director General of Basic Education.
Yeah, I fully agree with you. That is why I say we took the apology, knowing very well the schedule that he has on what is going to happen in the Eastern Cape. But next time, as I'm saying, really, can we get the representatives and also the DG? That is a very important point. But as we apologize at first, I think we all understood and we accepted the apology as it is. But we'll be very happy to see this session given the necessary respect that we need it to be given to.
Thank you, Chair. We appreciate and clearly note all of the questions that you've asked, and you also follow up on those that you have identified. We also certainly convey to the senior management team the view expressed by the full code committee, because that's because we have only two representatives from the entire department. But we certainly are also committed to, as I said, in terms of our the sequencing of particular themes for discussion to ensure that those dates are aligned. The reason why some provincial statistics can't be given to the provincial reports have just come in, and we still need to simplify that into our head comms monitoring and evaluation committee work that makes certain some of the service support we would do. I also want to add that there's another level which we also do a quarterly report, which I think is the benefit of the portfolio committee, when one of those reports is available, is that we report through the DPME process and the CASA system to cabinet committees on a regular basis. There's one such report that will be made, which will capture all of those essential items also that we that we then suddenly have taken up. So we're sticking to a reporting period which closed at the end of June, where there are many significant developments since the end of June up to now to the end of September, which will also be reflected in reports that will run 3 months after, you know, that particular reporting period. But this particular report is a very critical one, but also then serves the one that I just referred to for the cabinet committee. Served again as cabinet on the 24th of August. And those particular cabinets and committee reports are involved in the report in providing some measure of progress on the items that have been identified today. Which is, I think, there's a cabinet of progress underway in certain of those units that will be included there. But we would certainly come back and also refer our colleagues to those items that were raised here today for their special response, and we'll coordinate those responses by the Secretary to the
Can we remind you of the things that we have noted that are outstanding this site? Is there, okay, the ICT and laptops, we said we are going to come up with another meeting for that. But we need the progress on nutrition, of which was not part of the report that you came up with, up to quintile 1 to 3, even in secondary schools. There was no progress report on that one. The full service schools in the district, there was nothing made of mention on that one. And also the infrastructural program from different provinces, and also from the Eastern Cape, the breakdowns that you have promised that you'll give us. So we can be happy if we can get those three, even if we can submit it in the written form, we'll make sure that we each and every member does get that. But lastly, I would like to comment again. Maybe I'm late, but really, sometimes when you look at some of the targets that are there, just look at the target of making sure that the governing bodies know what it is that they do, the training of the governing bodies. Sometimes, department, you come up with very low targets, and you begin to say, when do we have a vision that you say will be done throughout the country as our goal, that is the thing that you want to do. you look at the target for quality teaching and learning campaign, they seem to be very low sometimes, really, of which we'll come here and report that, yes, we have reached your target, but they don't speak, they don't respond really to the need of the country that we have in some of the instances. But I think those are the things as we interact, we come together now and then, we are going to work on, because we expect more in some of the areas. That is where we need to see the changes happening. I think the members are done with their questions. Thank you very much for the report. We are going to get the follow-ups as we have said, and please make sure that you pass our concerns to the DG. He must know about this thing, because next time we need him to come here and speak to us so that we can get that overall understanding of the department. Otherwise, thank you very much to the delegation from the department. You can be excused from the meeting. We are just having one item that is left with the committee members, the minutes, which will just take 5 minutes, then we are done. Thank you very much. We've got 2 sets of minutes that we need to consider today. Are they 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What we haven't seen in that document that we're coming now is a draft on the workshop we had.
Oh,
we won't,
okay.
We won't deal with it, but we can take the members and go to the
Okay, members, we've got 2 sets of minutes in front of you there. The minutes for Tuesday, the 14th, and also the minutes for the 21st of June. There are 2 sets of minutes. The third one is the draft report. We are not going to go through that one on the visit that we had. Just go through them on the next meeting we are going to interact with. It's just the information that comes. But today, let us look at these 2 sets of minutes. Let us start with the 14th of June. It was a briefing by the Department on Expansion and Access to Quality Early Childhood Development, Inclusion Education, and curriculum and test. Can I go page by page? Are there any corrections that need to be made in those type of questions? On page 1? Yes, page 1?
At the time
she was still a member. At the time when this meeting said, she's no more a member now, but that is why she still reflected on the minutes, because she was still around by then. That's not part of the minutes. Let us continue on page 2. Yes, Honorable Chair.
Chair, the top of the page, I'll mark on philanthropy.
AL. Okay. AL. Alma. Okay. Yes, thank you. Any other corrections on page 2? Let's go to page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6.
Chair.
Yes.
It might be accurate, but I'm perplexed. If you look at the table and you compare the Eastern Cape, which says there are 4,550 schools offering grade R, 264,000 learners. And in the Western Cape, we have 888 schools offering it to 43,000 learners. Is that accurate?
I believe this table came straight from the department, but let us put a question mark and let Llewellyn go and check whether he kept it accurate. If so, we'll have a question for the department. Yeah, it has been noted. Page 7. Page 8. So we agree that these are the true reflection of the meeting that we had. Do you have anyone moving for the adoption of these minutes? It has been seconded, thank you. Let us go to the 21st. We follow the same process. Corrections, page 1. And additions. Let us take everything that you want to add and correct it. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Come again, Madam. Okay. Page 5. What is this? Yeah, that was the last page. Again, we agree that this is the true reflection of our meeting. Anyone moving for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable James, seconded by? It has been seconded. Thank you very much. Honorable members,
on the minutes, I see the minutes are the same, but they are in for different committees, right?
I want to join the meeting.
Sorry, so why are we approving?
Our. Yes, ours.
The second
one. They are the same, but they are. Thank you, honorable members. There is one, there are a number of announcements that we have to make, but I think we need to note it as a committee. The sector has sent the messages to all of us. Honorable Khanyago, he has lost his son. He's 24 years old. We are not yet sure of the funeral arrangements, but Honorable Khanyago is at home. He's in Limpopo preparing for the burial of his son. We have sent the condolences as a committee, and we have even requested ULM to send the messages so that we saw it should be humane, even if each and everyone or whoever feels like doing it, just send that message of condolences to Mr. Khanyago, or even call him. He feels very happy if ever you do that. So I was just encouraging that sometimes when you're in parliament, you don't feel that warmth as to say you are at work, we have got people that you are working with. So as a committee, realizing that can be a nice thing to do, just to show that we are with him through this time of pain. I'm just encouraging that, honorable members, I think it will be a good thing to do. Llewellyn, you can come up with other announcements.
No, Chair, thanks very much. Just one, we have been sending around a card for members to sign, so that card will go by in this office to the family. Just one, regarding tomorrow's possible visit to the Rosendale High School in Delft, in the Western Cape. I'm saying possible because up to now I'm just waiting for approval from the Chief of Office, which will more than likely come through. So we will send you a draft program. I have sent this message to all members. I've received five responses that members will be attending. So if there are other members, please let me know. We'll leave Parliament at around 9 o'clock tomorrow morning to Rosendale. We'll be back at Parliament in the afternoon. The main aim of the visit is to look at the issues pertaining to Rosendale High with teenage pregnancies and substance abuse. There's a possibility that we also visit the clinic as well as the police officers when we leave the school to see their interaction there. Thanks, Chief, that's all from my side.
Now, maybe just to get more clarity, Llewellyn, why was the school chosen? Is it because of high numbers? Why did this committee choose it? What is the motive behind it? So that we go there being prepared as to say what is it that we are expecting. Is there any background information that the committee gave?
I have a set of background documents which I'm having copied as we speak this morning. Four members who are going, gives a profile of the school, etc. As to this specific school, Chair, I'd like to just check with the Secretariat for women for that committee as to exactly why. But I will I'll submit the information by this afternoon.
So the invitation is still open, then, honourable members, if ever you haven't responded, you still want to be part of the delegation tomorrow, please respond so that necessary arrangements will be done. Otherwise, thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
I'm going to go through all these. I'm not only going to the school.
No, that's the program for the day.
I don't want to be part of this. I only want to go to the school and come back. I'll come with my car. One point.
Okay.
No, so that
just
so that I can come back.
I'm playing with my.
Okay, yeah, I know you do.
I'm backwards, I deliver those programs.